There are some families that the three kings appear in the home earlier than the Feast of the Epiphany. But the three kings are not at the nativity scene. Usually they're in another part of the house, slowly, day by day, making their way closer to the place where the nativity scene is at. And for these families, it's kind of a way of expressing that those magi, or as they come to be known, those kings, were on a journey searching for the Christ child. In some way, those magi are symbolic of all of us. Because all of us are also searching in our lives. We are searching for the meaning of our lives, the purpose of our lives. We're searching for peace. We're searching for fulfillment. We want to know deep down what life is all about. And so as they searched, we search. But they have another very important thing to teach us. And that is, they went to the one who could fulfill their deepest yearnings. They went to Christ Jesus, the one who is God, who has become man, the one who is the King of Peace, the one who has taken on our humanity so that he could share with us his very divine nature. They teach us that if we want to find the meaning, the purpose, the fulfillment of our lives, we have to go to the one who was born in Bethlehem. If you'll notice, this may not be a universal truth, but it seems to me it's usually this way. Don't catch myself on fire. It seems to me that the artists who depict the Christ child almost always depict him with arms open like this. And I think maybe that is a symbolic message that they're trying to give us. That the Christ child has arms open for each and every one of us. No matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter how we may feel ashamed or guilt about something in our life, his arms are open for us. He is ready to receive us. He wants to give purpose and meaning to our lives. He's open to the innocent child. He's open to the teenager who is searching. He's open to young parents who are beginning their families. He's open to parents whose children are leaving home. He's open to those who are in the declining years of their lives. For each and every one of us, his arms are open. He welcomes us. He wants to give life to us. For us to experience this life, there is something that's very important. And that is, we must be people of prayer. Not just occasional prayer, but frequent prayer, regular prayer. We must be people who want to come to know him, who want him to have a place within our lives, who want him to dwell within us. We must also be people of the Word, people who have allowed ourselves to come to know him through the words of Scripture, especially through the Gospels, as he reveals himself to us through those sacred texts. There's another very important message that is part of this feast, and that is the faith we have in the Christ child is gift to us. And it's gift that is not just for us to somehow preserve for us alone, but it's gift to be shared. The very meaning of the Feast of Epiphany is manifestation. Christ being made manifest, being made known as the light, the hope, the Savior of men and women everywhere, of all races, of all languages, of all cultures. That's why the church must always be missionary. It must always be reaching out, trying to bring Christ to others, taking the gift that you and I have received, the gift that we have not earned, the gift that was freely given, and sharing that gift with others so that they too can share the hope, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The end of Matthew's gospel, he says it so well. As Jesus is saying farewell to his disciples, he says, "Go. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And know that I am with you always until the end of time." We are sent to be witnesses to Christ to others. That is each and every one of us. That's why hospitality is so important in our church. Because we must welcome others to be part of us. That is the only way that they're going to come to this knowledge of Christ Jesus, is as they find within us and within our communities people who welcome them, who help them feel comfortable among us, help them encounter the Savior here in our midst. The new translations that we began in Mass a little over a year ago have a dismissal rite that I have really come to love. There's four different options that the priest has to say, but there's two of them that speak to me very much, especially in this context. We can say, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord." Or, "Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life." You know, the dismissal rite at Mass isn't just, "Okay, it's over, you can go home now." No. It's meant as a sending. We are being sent to take what we have celebrated here, the faith that has been nourished and enriched here through the Word of God and through the Eucharist. We are being sent to share that faith with others, to help others know the hope, the light, the life that we have found in Christ Jesus our Savior.